Jill Spitzbard and what was her name?
Lillian Ward. Uh-huh.
They were in charge of the fair that those years, and they were nice people to work with.
So it clearly wasn't used at all over the winter.
Never.
It was just the 10 days.
Isn't that amazing? 10 days.
It's amazing.
A lot of investment for that, you know, given how many restaurants were there and the permanent setup and why they ever decided that was the way to go. I don't know what the I don't know what the history is of Restaurant Row.
I mean, who conceived it?
Yeah.
And how that started, and we don't know. Were we there at the beginning, or was there a thing open and Grandpa took it? And then, but I mean, for 30 years, it was right of refusal. We were at the same place all the time. And Floyd's was always there, and Johnny Boston. I don't know how long the Chinese restaurant was there.
Not very long.
And then at the end, it was us, the Chinese restaurant, and then it was a long one. And there was always a little bowling alley that had the not the full bowling alley, but the little arcade bowling alley that was a little arcade there. And that was unusual because that was the only thing that wasn't a restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
But was it a restaurant at one time, and then it became an arcade because they couldn't get somebody in there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But the restaurants were always the same every year, as I remember. You know, Joey, Joe, and me, we're the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it was Floyd's at the end, and Floyd's always had a ham out front.
That's right, on the
On a rotisserie that had
lights.
Had lights on it. It had full of cloves, pineapple rings, and cherries.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would, you know, be out there just to entice people to come in under lights. And they, I thought Grandpa and Floyd were the most similar. They had the same green and same orange color.
That's right.
On their restaurant. And then Johnny Boston was next to us.
It seems like Johnny Boston would have been on the west side.
On the west side, yeah. But I don't know who was between Johnny Boston and Floyd's. Was there two other ones?
Well, there was one that was every year seemed to be a
new one. Right. That's right. It was the wild card.
Right next door, to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a Chinese restaurant.
Then on the other side of us was a Chinese restaurant. And they're the only ones, everyone else was open, had an open, but they were two closed doors. You always wonder who was in there. It was almost like a tong or something, you know?
Who
ate at this place, right? Because it had closed doors and you never saw anybody going in there. And I always wonder, what goes on in, this is not for the archives here, but it was just so interesting. Because that one was not, you didn't see a line ever going out. You'd see lines going to the other one. So, like, the Chinese restaurant was always there.
And I remember, you know, on that picture, you can see it how you could actually, it was, they're
open at the top.
Open at the top, that we would get up every once in a while and look over.
Because all the other ones had single wall, but the Chinese one had a double wall. You couldn't see through the knot hole to see what was going on in the Chinese, if I remember right. It almost like had their own internal. I just thought that was interesting.
Is that the Golden Pheasants?
No. Had the Golden
Well, Golden Pheasant is listed on that list, and that was what
family? Far away.
Yeah.
That was over by the
But is the Golden Pheasant that was downtown Salem, would he go out there and run one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't remember the name of the family, but it's on that list. And then the other one was was it St. Joseph's? The one that had had a little green booth closest to the grandstand.
Yes.
And they did the donuts.
The donuts.
They did
this?
It was a short little one. It was kind of on the
parish.
Side of the building.
Yeah, it was kind of like a lean-to almost.
Yes, but the better donuts was by the Salvation Army in the tent. We used to go there. Those were the cake donuts, and those were better donuts. And then the scones, too. Don't forget the scones.
Yeah. So
I liked going to St. Joe's because they were greasy and heavy.
See, I like the I just like the cake donuts at the Salvation Army.
And the scones are still there.
Yeah, the scones are still there.
That's not changed.
I hope this is helpful.
Oh, it is. So all the restaurants on Restaurant Row, do they all have like a front area as well as a sit-down area?
Mm-hmm. And then a kitchen in the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how they're all set up. And it was also set up that it was really high in the front, two and a half stories in the front, and it had archways and a walk underneath so you had covered walk.
And
it had arches
stretch
all stretch, and it was high.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be like two stories in the front, and then it would slope down, so at the back it was like barely
7 feet.
Like 7 feet.
Well, the other,
because you had to dip down in the back to go through the back.
Yeah.
The other thing about our restaurant, we were the only ones with a walk-in cooler, walk-in freezer. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Oh yes. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
And Dad would say he'd always worry that thing was old as the hills, and he'd kick it every year because this thing's only used for 10 days out of the year, right? And he would kick it to see if it to start running. But
it always did.
To start this thing, we were going over this last night. To start this thing, Grandpa, Bernice, mm-hmm. Bowersox, Franz, Dad ran this. Okay, and so there's in-laws. And then when he started getting sick, my dad, Landy Franz, did it with Joe Bowersox. But Dad had to do more on the front end because Joe Bowersox, Joe...
My senior. Dad.
His
senior. Junior, because you're three.
Well, he's three.
Started school. He was a school principal, and school starting then. So he was really limited to what he could do.
He didn't see how awful it was inside.
So Dad, my dad, I don't know. Yes. So they would go in and hose it all down.
I remember coming out and hosing.
Hosing down. Because this thing would flood probably in the wintertime. It flooded. They'd have to hose the whole thing down. Then they would paint all of the booths and the front every year. How many coats of paint was that? So that's a lot of work, and then they would paint the floor.
The floor got painted every year.
The floor got painted every year.
Well, the tabletops and the front of the, where they made the hamburgers.
Where they grilled.
That was always that bright orange.
It was orange and green, but they would paint, and the floor was gray.
Yeah, Battleship gray.
Battleship gray, and then the booths were orange. That was like fair colors. Every year they would do this. It was a lot of work, and then... The top part of it was like two stories up. It was paint, white paint from before the war. It's probably lead paint. And the chips would fall down. So every day, the waitresses had to go over all the tables and wipe off the paint chips. Now imagine
every
that just now. And I'm sure that wasn't probably non-leaded paint, but that was paint chips were everywhere. I mean,
white might not have been leaded. It was typically the colored paints that were leaded, but still, yeah,
paint chips would be coming down.
Yeah, you didn't want to look up because you could just.
They were pretty small chips.
Little chips, but they were there. Yeah.
They were there.
Uh-huh.
But nobody died from it.
No.
That we know of.
But it was really, I mean, if you the front of the restaurants were all lined up, and that kind of coving there, the covering. Mm-hmm. But then on the back side, you know, all the restaurants, it was kind of the front of the house and the back of the house, and the back of the house was ancient.
Like a shack.
Right. And all the restaurants, you know, had the single exit out the back, mm-hmm. and people would sit there, and, you know, workers would go back there and smoke, and that's where all the deliveries came mm-hmm. from.
And you store your produce.
Store your produce right back there.
Because they had a little area. That's where we peeled the onions, behind the kitchen. Before it was like an alleyway back there.
Yeah, kind of an enclosed porch almost, mm-hmm. with screen windows and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yep.
It got hot.
Hot. Man, it would get hot. There's no air conditioning. There was no heat. I mean, it was just
fresh air.
But we would put fans up, wouldn't we?
Oh, I still have that great big fan at home.
But that was back before labor law. I mean, that was family. I mean, how old were you, Joe?
Probably when I started peeling onions, probably 6 or 7.
And I was at age 2, we'd peel onions.
Well, we had it until 74. That was the year we lost the lease. And then someone else had it for 1 year, and then Restaurant Row was...
They tore down.
Was torn
and down. I worked that last year mm-hmm. for those people who bought it out from under, you know, not bought it out, mm-hmm. but got it.
Bid it. They outbid us, right?
They outbid us, because it went to a bid, because part of that was right of refusal. For 30 years, right of refusal. You know, you could, if you refused, then that was a big deal. That was a sad.
But the Fair Commission wanted more and more money.
Yeah, big surprise.
The part that I remember is when they started having, when Grandpa and Dad and Uncle Andy had to start counting cups.
Really?
Remember? Any cup that went out, the Fair Commission assumed that they were selling a soda.
That's okay. But not every cup goes to a soda.
But not every cup goes to a soda.
Because Luann was talking, this is my sister who worked in the back. They used to, 1 year they wanted to inventory, this is just bureaucracies.
Yeah.
Hamburgers. But hamburger was an issue because some hamburgers are bought with a ticket, i.e. a hamburger steak when you sit down. But if you're buying in the front, you're just going over the window, and that's a cash transaction without a receipt. So there's no receipt for that. So the state was like just going nuts because you're buying hamburger, but we only have receipts for the back end, but not the front end. I mean, it was just, I remember we talked about that.
So 74 was the last year.
Yeah.